Exclusive: ZOA applauds Trump condemning anti-American, anti-Semitic, Israel-phobic members of Congress. By Morton A. Klein on July 20, 2019. President Donald Trump could have expressed his deep concerns about extremist anti-American, anti-Semitic, Israel-phobic reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, in a more appropriate way by using a less controversial phrase. Still, we understand his frustrations with these extremists that led to his using an inappropriate phrase. The vicious attacks on President Trump this week, including the Democrats' party line House resolution condemning the president's calling out of these haters, are an intentional distraction from the real problem, which the House of Representatives still refuses to properly address: the repeated, appalling, anti-Semitic, Israel-phobic, bigoted, hateful, anti-American statements and actions of these rookie members of Congress. President Trump is understandably and appropriately disgusted with themes. I am, too. President Trump's comments had nothing to do with those members' gender or skin color. He would undoubtedly have strongly condemned white male Congress members if they had repeatedly made such ugly comments against America and its closest ally, the Jewish state of Israel, and the Jewish people. As Congresswoman Liz Cheney, RY, summed it up, "Our opposition to our socialist colleagues has absolutely nothing to do with their gender, with their religion, or with their race. It has to do with the content of their policies. They're wrong when they espouse and enable, and their leadership refuses to condemn, vile anti-Semitism. They're wrong when they rush to blame America first, when they fail to recognize that this is the greatest nation that has ever existed, the exceptional nation. In a rational world, vicious America-hating and Jew-hating members of Congress would be booted out of Congress, or at the very least, be removed from their powerful committee posts. These haters would be soundly condemned by the House of Representatives, and by all decent people. And in a rational world, President Donald Trump would be praised to the skies for calling out those hate-filled Congress members, after a cowardly House of Representatives refused to do so. The president would also be sincerely appreciated for his tremendous achievements, for making Americans safer and more prosperous, and for keeping his promises to treat our ally Israel as the valuable ally that she is, instead of like a second-class citizen, as the previous administration did. Let's look at the facts. Representative Ilhan Omar demanded that an American judge should show compassion for convicted Somali ISIS terrorists and give them lighter sentences. Convicted ISIS terrorists. ISIS, the group that slaughtered innocent Americans in San Bernardino, California, Orlando, Florida, and elsewhere. Ilhan Omar also laughed, about Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and Al-Shabaab terrorists, complained that Americans say the names Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Hezbollah as if those names were a bad thing. Apparently, in Omar's book, it's not a bad thing that these designated terror groups murdered thousands of Americans, blamed U.S. involvement in other people's affairs for terrorism, refused to answer whether she supports Al-Qaeda, and dismissively called the Islamic terrorists who murdered 3,000 Americans on September 11 some people who did something. Omar repeatedly expresses her vicious hatred of Jews in Israel. She promotes the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, discriminatory boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement, after lying about her BDS position while running for Congress. She has made false anti-Semitic claims that Jewish money buys Congress, condemned supporters of Israel, defamed Israel as guilty of evil doings after Hamas lobbed massive numbers of rockets into Israel, hurled anti-Semitic accusations that Israel hypnotized the world, falsely maligned the democratic state of Israel as an apartheid Israeli regime, and abused her position on the House Foreign Affairs Committee to rudely lambaste the Jewish U.S. envoy on Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, without giving him an opportunity to respond. Omar is again demonstrating her bigoted, unbridled hatred of the Jewish people by introducing a congressional resolution to promote anti-Jewish, anti-Israel boycotts. Not surprisingly, while falsely claiming that support for Israel is based on the Benjamins, the hypocritical Omar is financially backed by the worst anti-American and anti-Israel propagandists since Pox. And let's not forget Omar's vicious, completely lacking in evidence claim that Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, is compromised, and was somehow blackmailed into supporting President Trump. Yet despite Ilhan Omar's long horrific record, the branch of Congress where Omar sits does nothing. And the branch of Congress where Tlaib sits does nothing. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, maligned the United States and defiled the memory of the 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust. All in one stroke, by falsely claiming that the detention centers for illegal migrants are concentration camps. AOC is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, which supports anti-Semitic BDS. AOC refused to condemn BDS or join other freshman Congress members in a visit to Israel. AOC falsely and maliciously accused Israel of committing a massacre against Gaza protesters when in fact the Palestinian Arabs concerned were murderous rioters attempting to enter Israel to murder Jews. And when even Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad admitted that most of the rioters were these terror groups' members. And AOC's chief of staff wears a t-shirt depicting a Nazi collaborator. And the branch of Congress where AOC sits does nothing. Instead, the left wrongly condemns Trump as a racist for calling out congresswomen who should be called out. Former Democratic New York State Assemblyman Dov Hyken tweeted a wonderful cartoon that says the same. The squad by Adif Branko pic.twitter.com/eggsofwr. Dov Hyken, at Hyken Dov, July 16, 2019. Moreover, absurdly, after Trump correctly called out these members' vicious anti-Semitism and Israel hatred, the left accused Trump of weaponizing anti-Semitism and Israel. We are in deep trouble if calling out vicious hatred of the Jewish state and people subjects someone to such ludicrous accusations. As a Jew and child of Holocaust survivors, and president of the Zionist Organization of America, I am deeply grateful to President Trump for calling out the haters of America, Israel, and the American and Jewish people. It's not racist to call out America haters and Jew haters. I'm also saddened by and ashamed of those left-wing Jews who join the senseless condemnation of President Trump for the crime of standing up for the American people and the Jewish people. Those ungrateful critics don't represent me. Fortunately, there are many Jews who are still rational and clear-thinking and appreciate all of the president's achievements. Calling the president racist is a distraction from the real issue of Omar and her colleagues' hatefulness. It is time for everyone to demand that Speaker Pelosi should remove extreme, anti-Semitic, America-hating members from their committees.